Boker Tov, good morning. We continue in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Perek Lamed Dalet, in the chapter that discusses the laws of giving tzedakah in Halacha Beis, second Halacha. Kol Adam Chayev Litein Tzedakah Kafi Hasagas Yado. General principle, every person is obligated to give tzedakah according to what he or she is able to give. Everyone has a different amount of money, everyone has different sources of income, and therefore tzedakah should be proportionate with the amount of money that one is able to share with others. V'afilu anim is parnas minat tzedakah, even a poor person who he himself is being supported by tzedakah. Ukigon sheyesh lo ma'at mamon shelo. Let's give an example, the Kitzur says, of a person who has a little bit of his own money, but it's not enough money that is able to actually make it into more money or invest it or use it to produce more. He doesn't really have a source of income. He has just a tiny bit of savings. Demutar lo litzto minat tzedakah, so he is allowed to collect money from tzedakah because he doesn't really have enough money coming in to support himself. Nonetheless, since he does have a tiny bit of his own money and he is collecting tzedakah, he would be obligated to give a little bit of tzedakah from the tzedakah that he himself receives. Since that is his source of income or sustenance, he too should give a little bit of what he earns, so to speak, to other poor people who are in need. Even though he'll be able, even if a person like this individual or somebody else is only able to give a tiny bit, al yimna atmo, he should not refrain from giving that very little bit. Because him giving a little bit is as important and is as significant or valuable as a wealthy person who gives a lot of money. And this is taught to us by Chazal, our sages, in a different context, but it applies here as well. Nemar be'olas behema ishei reach nichoach, ube'olas of ishei reach nichoach, ube'mincha ishei reach nichoach. So what Chazal is referring to, this is quoting from the Gemara, that when one brings a korban ola type of offering that was brought in the Beis Hamikdash, there were three different options. One who was wealthy would bring an ola from an animal, from a large animal. That's expensive to buy a whole animal to bring as a sacrifice. So one who's wealthy would be able to afford that. Somebody who's, let's say, middle class, not wealthy, not poor, would bring an ola from a bird. A bird is a lot cheaper than a big animal, still costs something, but not nearly as expensive. And somebody who was needy would bring an ola as a mincha, which was a flower offering, very cheap, just a little bit of flour, much cheaper than even a bird. And yet, by each one of these karbanos, the olas behema, the animal, the bird, and the flower offering, it says, ishei reach nichoach l'Hashem, that this was a pleasant offering brought before Hashem. Lomar lecha, to teach us, Chazal say, echad amarbe ve'echad amamit, uvilvad sheyachavin libo la'aviv shabashamayim. One person may give a lot, one person may give a little, as long as the intentions in our heart are for the best. One person can give a lot because he has a lot, and one person can only give a little because he has a little, but everyone's doing the best they can and trying their best. That is equal in the eyes of Hashem. Aval kol she'ein lo ela de parnasaso, but if somebody really only has exactly what he needs, he has nothing extra. He needs the money, the very little money that he has or that he receives from tzedakah to support himself or his family. Eino chayav litein tzedakah de parnasas atzmo kodemes lechol adam. Then he need not give tzedakah because sustaining yourself and your family comes before taking care of anybody else. So if you really only have exactly what you need, then you don't need to give tzedakah. If you have a little bit of extra, like we mentioned at the beginning of the halacha, somebody who has a tiny bit of savings and is still not enough, so he is receiving tzedakah, should try if he can to give a little bit of the tzedakah that he receives to pay it forward to other poor people as well. Have a wonderful day.